Pablo for breakfast.
A new survey has been done to find out what women want in a lover. Over 64,000 women were surveyed, and great news for other blokes out there with dad bods, because dad bods are loved by these 64,000 women.
Exactly. Look, dad bods came out above the muscular body by far. I think only 2.5% of women wanted a guy with a muscular body, which is really good news.
I went to the gym. I went to the gym this morning. I'm starting to rethink the whole thing. Forget about it. Hand in my gym membership.
Work on your dad bod. It's easy, right?
Now, what were some of the other stats that came out of this? Because it was pretty interesting. You know, we often think the attractiveness is the number one thing. We've got to be muscly. We've got to be strong. These results sort of, not the opposite, but shed some more light on what women really want when it comes to relationships.
Yeah, look, they were surprising. So I know I work with a lot of guys and they get really hung up with thinking that they're not good looking enough. And the fact is that looks didn't even come into the top five of what women were looking for.
Wow.
The number one thing that women wanted, overwhelmingly 90% of women, and this is over 180 countries, wanted a guy that was kind. Women don't want to be treated like garbage. They want the guy that's kind and supportive. And all of the things, the five things on the list, all things that guys can easily do, which is good news. And the two things that women found the most attractive were a guy's smile and his eyes. And, you know, eyes are the windows of the soul.
Mm.
So you can see if a guy's kind in his eyes. So all of it is more about how you make someone feel rather than how you look.
Yeah, a lot of them were sort of behavioural things rather than the physical thing, which is, you know, things that you can just be a bit more aware and attentive about actually make you more attractive in the opposite sex eyes. And that's good news for us average blokes.
It is. I think that women, second thing they wanted was a guy that was supportive, and they wanted a guy that was intelligent. And the research has shown that women fall in love with their ears, not their eyes. So being able to have a good conversation is the best pickup skill you can have.
Mm.
And then it went on to say that they, you know, level of education and confidence. And I wouldn't get too caught up in so much the level of education. Women want a guy who's passionate about something.
Yeah.
You know, who believes in something, who's constantly being a better version of themselves and got a purpose in life. So they're all qualities that any guy, if he's not doing well, can easily improve.
Yeah, it wasn't really it wasn't really meaning like a Harvard Law graduate.
No. They just, I think that women just, I don't know, nowadays women are really independent and kind of driven, but they just want a guy that has some purpose in their life. And it could be, you know, having his own business and doing that well.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whatever that is.
Now, did this survey also look at things that women didn't like, or was it mainly on what women do want?
Look, it really focused on what women did want. You know, like they want the guy who is going to be a good dad. What was surprising is religion didn't come into it at all unless you were living in America.
Wow.
So, you know, being spiritual, only 25% of the women cared, and most of those were based in the US. They did talk about whether size matters or not, and that was an interesting result. So I don't know if we can talk about that, but average came out better.
So average overall in every facet of life, as long as you're kind, you're supportive, you've got some level of intelligence and confidence as well, are the most attractive things. I no longer have to get up and go to the gym at 4 a.m. any morning. Debbie, it's been a great relief giving this news to me. I feel a lot more confident already this morning. So thank you. We really do appreciate it. And some great stats coming out from that survey.
Yeah, and look, the final thing to the guys out there, whatever you do, just make sure you smile. It makes anyone more attractive, doesn't it?
And if you're on a online social dating app, do not pose with a cat. We covered that the other week. It is a no-go. So make sure you get a picture of a dog.
Yes.
Hey, Debbie, we'll chat again soon. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Pablo for breakfast.